The Environmental Protection Agency says it will set drinking water limits for two toxic chemicals that have been found in some Ohio Valley drinking water systems. But as Brittany Patterson reports, critics say the agency is slow-walking those regulations.
The PFAS class of chemicals includes PFOA, or C8. They're widely used in a variety of products, including nonstick cookware, stain-resistant clothing, and flame retardants. In the Ohio Valley, many communities have been dealing with PFAS contamination for decades, and at least 12 water systems have detected the chemicals. Lawmakers, including West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito and environmental advocates, have pressed the agency to set legally enforceable drinking water limits for two of these chemicals, C8 and PFAS. In its PFAS action plan released Thursday, EPA says it intends to start the process for setting maximum contaminant levels, or MCLs, by the end of the year. Here's EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler.
The action plan commits EPA to take important steps that will improve how we research, monitor, detect, and address PFAS.
But critics say while EPA's plan includes some good steps, the agency is dragging its feet. David Andrews is a senior scientist with the Environmental Working Group.
At this point, there's such an overwhelming body of evidence that these chemicals are impacting health. They're contaminating drinking water sources across the country that really the EPA just needs to take action.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.